Welcome to These Are Good Days with Lee Ann Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I saw a little extra Christmas lights out front.
Yeah, there were a little extra.
Yeah, you put a little extra in the shape of a tree.
That's right, in the shape of a Christmas tree, of a fir, of a pine.
Yeah, do you have all your decorating done?
Pretty much. Yeah. We're not big outside lights people.
Yeah.
We're not huge on that.
I actually don't have any decorating done. Can you believe that?
Yes.
I know you can believe that.
I can believe
that. You can believe it. And also, here's the thing.
Here's the thing.
I want real pine. I want a real tree. I want real wreaths. I'm going to wait a couple more days till the kids come home.
Yeah.
You know, a couple of days closer for the kids to come home. And I just really cleaned my kitchen.
Yeah.
And got it all straightened up and clutter-free. And so I just want a little breathe.
I want
the house to breathe a little.
I want it to breathe a little.
Before I start putting all the tchotchke Christmas stuff up.
Well, Ian, we start early. We have a fake tree. Mm-hmm. We have all the fake stuff. Because I just want it to last
forever.
You have
Dickens Village. And
yeah. It's not Dickens Village, though. Get it right.
What is it?
Department 56 Snow Village.
Oh.
We're not Dickens people. We're Snow Village
people.
Oh,
Snow Village. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. It's a little different, but we don't have to get into that.
Okay, all right.
Tell me your good day.
Well, Matt, you go first, because I know you have one written down and ready.
My good day was just Thanksgiving. Was great. I mean, can it not be great? I mean, I suppose it can. You know, we talk about all the things around here. But Thanksgiving was great. My sister was in town with her kids. Our kids just love each other. They just love spending time together. And then we had one of the days on our weekend, we actually drove to see Mallory's grandma. So it'd be our kids' great grandma. And we decorated Christmas cookies with her.
Emma Jenkins. Shout out Emma Jenkins.
You know what? We don't have a bell.
We don't have a bell because our
bells were packed up for our live event. And I just realized I didn't unpack a bell.
Ding, 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 ding. Emma Jenkins, if you're listening,
I don't know.
I feel sad without a bell.
We just decorated cookies together. And it was just like a sweet memory.
Yes,
you know, she is 85 years old.
Amazing. And she's still doing those cookies.
I know. And decorated cookies together.
And she makes incredible cookies.
She makes great cookies. Yeah. So what about you?
Okay. My good day. Well, you know, I have a few.
Sure.
But the one that sticks out to me is... So, you know, Daryl has a special recliner.
Yes.
When you come to our house, you sit in that recliner.
Well, it's wonderful.
It's wonderful. It's
it has
heated.
Full body massage.
And it's how you want the massage to feel when you get a pedicure. The pedicure massage chairs literally... It's like they shove a steel ball into your back and it doesn't feel great.
Yeah.
But this massage is wonderful. There's heat if you want heat.
I think I picked the shiatsu. Is that what it's called? Shiatsu?
I don't know. But
massage.
And then you can put yourself in a zero gravity position every time.
Well, you know what's sneaky about that massage chair?
What?
Is it gets your bowels moving. After I get a massage, I'm usually like, hey, I'm going to push pause on this. I'll be right back. Because it gets things flowing.
It's so good. And so there's a standing joke between Daryl and I that when he gets up to go to bed, because he goes to bed probably two or three hours earlier than I do. When he gets up to go to bed, I waller up out of the couch
and I take over
his chair.
That's right.
Well, Stoneburn Furnishings, shout out Brian and Angie Miller.
Ding, ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding,
ding,
Stoneburn Furnishings, if you're listening. Stoneburn Furnishings, they said, hey, let's do another collaboration and let's update Daryl's recliner. And I said, could we do a he and she recliner?
Yeah.
Could we do a his and hers?
Yeah.
They said, absolutely. So
you know what's so great about that?
What?
Is I could come too.
Yes, you could.
So when Daryl gets up, I could steal it. We could have brainstorming sessions and then I could run to the bathroom. Yeah.
So the morning that those recliners came, I was like a little kid. I was so happy. Yesterday, listen, I want to tell you, I still have not completely bounced back from wedding, live event, Bahamas.
Sure.
Like we had a lot happening.
Right.
And I fell asleep. Well, first of all, my recliner is closest to the fire. And lately, Matt, my feet have always been cold.
Yeah.
They're always cold.
Yeah.
So I have the recliner by the closest to the fire. I fell asleep for 2.5 hours
Good
yesterday.
For you.
I woke up snoring and I said to Daryl, I think I was snoring. And he laughed and said, huh, you were really going for it.
Yeah.
I was out. And then I stayed up, watched a little football with him. And then I fell asleep again. For an hour and a half. I'm not a napper.
No.
And I'm not somebody that's going to sleep 2.5 hours, be up for 2 or 3, and then sleep another hour and a half. But
right,
I slept
right,
another
right,
hour and a half. I just was out. Really quick, though, I have to say this. If you're listening and you're local, even if you're not local, because Stone Barn Furnishings will deliver VIP delivery with the chair all put together and put it in the spot you want it wherever you live in the continental United States of America.
That's nice.
They are right now the first 15 people that buy a recliner, a Hale zero gravity recliner. You can either call the store, you can stop by the store, you can mention that you heard it here on the podcast or on our Instagram. And Brian is going to discount those $750.
That's great.
You will get $750 off.
That's great.
And so they really are a special recliner.
And if you've been having potty problems, these do solve some issues as well.
If you have lower back problems,
yeah,
hip and knee problems, they're going to put you in a zero gravity position where it takes all the pressure off those joints.
I do love it's that
been,
feeling.
Yeah, it's been really good for Daryl's back.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now we have two. We sit there. I looked at him yesterday and I said, this is the life.
You guys are living your best 50-year-old life.
We were
that's
both
for sure.
tilted back by the with the fire going and just really having a peaceful day. So yeah, I think the delivery of those recliners
That's great. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, well, we're in the middle of a series called The Gift of Blank. And today is The Gift of Gratitude.
Yes.
But you know, as what happens often, we did a little catch up before we started recording.
Yes.
And we just were like catching up on life. Cause honestly, even though we had the live event, we really haven't hashed it out together.
We haven't debriefed.
Things.
Yes.
I know. We're debriefers.
We are.
We're debriefers.
Yeah, good debrief.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
Teddy says, if Matt's debriefing, I want to make sure I'm there because nobody does a debrief like Matt.
Listen, I love a good debrief. There was an Instagram trend that went around a while ago and it said, marry the person you want to debrief with.
Oh.
And Mallory and I were debriefers.
Debriefers.
So we did a little bit of a debrief and I said, you know, maybe we should talk about what grinds our gears because we did get a little bound up.
We got a little wound up. We got a little wound up, a little spicy, a little bit like peeved.
Yeah. So we thought maybe today would be a very apropos to say,
what grinds my gears? You know what grinds my gears, Matt?
What grinds your gears?
What grinds my gears is when it's around something like Black Friday or Cyber Monday sale time, and you go to a site and they say, beep, 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 put in your email to unlock this incredible discount. Grinds my gears.
Right.
Like, first of all, just give me the thing that
give me
the discount.
I know.
Don't make me put my email because now what you're going to do is you're going to bombard my emails.
Forever.
Which I'm sure there is studies that show that it works when you keep getting this email over and over and over again. But I don't like it.
Sure.
And I'm like, just give me the 40% off and don't ask me for my email.
I support that.
Yeah, grinds my gears.
I think here's the thing. I will say there are some things I've bought that I still get the emails, and every now and then I look because they do have a good deal. But I don't like getting the emails.
No, it's kind of like when Airbnb used to do this, but then one of the executives on Airbnb decided to go on vacations during the summer and travel like a traveler would on his app, and he discovered the thing that makes so many people so aggravated on Airbnb is when you get the rate, but then when you click over
the fees,
not just the fees, but the cleaning fee.
Yeah.
So then all of a sudden your $149 is no longer $149. It's actually $199
right.
by the time you pay it all.
You know who started doing that too is Etsy. I love shopping on Etsy because it's like shop small, maker things.
Yeah.
I shop on Etsy and you can turn on a filter that said includes shipping fee.
Yes.
And then you put in your zip code.
Thank you.
So if the shipping fee is $25
not doing it.
Versus free shipping, That's a make or break. It's a deal breaker. So you know, I support that.
Don't tell me it's going to be a rate of $129, and then when I click over and start to make the reservation, all of a sudden.
Now we expect tax. That's a normal thing, but not like $150. No, I mean, you know that kind of.
No, so don't tell me. Click on this for 50% off. And then when I click on it for 50% off, now I have to add information and emails and spin around in a circle and give you a bag of blood.
I know. Yeah. I know. Yeah. It's a lot.
Grinds my gears.
Okay. Here's what's grinding my gears. It's the holidays. It's the holiday season. You know, we're all busy, right? Mm-hmm. Everyone's busy. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not because you don't do what you don't want to do. But everyone else is busy. We all got places to go and pay people to see. And it really grinds my gears when people speed around me or they're in a store and they're like, apparently I'm not going fast enough for them.
I don't like it.
Because here's the thing. We all got, why is your thing? Ooh, I'm mad. Why is your thing more important than my thing?
Yeah, listen, somebody.
Like, why do you need to speed around me?
Oh, somebody that speeds around me and then like revs their engine. I'm like, I hope that you are going to be nice to the person that you are hurrying home to.
And you know what's so satisfying? What? When you do that and you pull up behind them at a red light and you're like,
Didn't get that much further there, did you, Bubba?
Hey, are you glad you did that? It really does bother me because part of me is like, why do you think you're more important than everyone else? Oh, like, why do you have to push your way to the front? And listen, I'm going to be real with you. I feel like that at Disney too. When you push in through a line, we all want to go see Mickey Mouse. Like, we all want to go hug the mouse. Yeah. Why do you think you've got to go fast? Like, don't push. We actually had a shared experience with my sister. My sister feels the same way about this.
Yes.
When we were at Disney 2 years ago,
We were waiting
in line. Listen to this. We all want to go see Ratatouille. We want to get on. We want to get on the big mouse. We want to ride around with the 3D glasses on. We want the full experience.
Okay.
And this little heifer next to us was pushing her kids. She was using her kids, and she was like nudging them in front of us so that she could be like, "I'm gonna catch up with my kids." And she kept doing it. She kept doing it. And you know what? I'm not here for it. I will use my stroller to block you.
So what did you say?
Nothing. I kept blocking. We kind of formed a wall. We kind of made a little wall. See, me and my sister have this like eye contact thing going on. Like, we have eye contact, and I had a stroller. And so I was like, I can tilt the stroller in a way that says, don't go up there.
Yes.
Don't you stay back there with your babies. So you can wait for the mouse, too.
Yes.
So, like, that's a no
Listen,
for me.
Listen, I was at the place that rhymes with Schmalschmart the other day.
Don't say
and
it.
Listen, I was there.
I can't believe you stepped foot in the Schmalschmart.
I did, and I was busting through fast. I had to pick up some pictures.
Okay.
And I had my cart, and I was going, and I was not going too fast.
You picked up pictures?
I think I picked up, yeah.
Did you upload them from your phone?
No, Emma did it for me.
I was going to be so proud of you. I was like, you uploaded pictures all by yourself.
I know, I'm not that far advanced yet. So I'm coming through and I'm on a mission and there is a mom and her son walking toward me and we're both on a mission, right?
Yeah.
And
everybody's on a mission. Yeah, and that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. And so son was walking toward, he was on my side where my cart was and I was walking toward them. Well, son wasn't going to move.
Yeah.
So I at the last minute moved my cart, you know, to the right to swerve and move. And the mom, no joke, the mom said, "Excuse you," to me. So mean.
You're like, your little boy was walking in my path.
I mean, so mean, so mean. And I don't know what came over me. This is not even like me.
Oh, no.
I don't know what happened, but it just struck me as so ridiculous that I went and I laughed like big laugh out loud because it just struck me.
Is that the end of it?
That's the end of it. Like, okay. I didn't even turn around to look.
Listen,
I just laughed so loud because it was so
ridiculous.
It was so mean and so ridiculous that I laughed. And that isn't even like me.
Yeah.
Like, normally I'd say, "Oh, I'm so sorry," or whatever. But I went and I laughed. And I was like, "Oh, don't turn around because this lady might come fight you."
She might fight you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder what story she's telling.
She's saying
she's like, "That little heifer.
She's
gonna run over my baby cow."
She was saying, that lady's crazy.
It's like she laughed like a witch cackle.
I did. I laughed. Well, I let out a big laugh.
Listen, I support you because sometimes it's just so ridiculous.
It was ridiculous. It was so mean. It was
sometimes just like, I just want to be like, you. I want to be like, for real?
I'm so sorry.
Listen, we all got places to go. Here's the other thing that's adjacent to that.
Okay.
We live in a society that drives on the right.
Yes.
Always like walk on the right too.
Yeah.
Like don't walk on the left. There's traffic flows.
Yeah, but you're
like if you're going down an aisle, walk down the right side, and if you need something on the left, just leave your cart, make a little jaunt, and say, "Excuse me, I just want to grab one of those." Like, there's a little bit of etiquette.
There's a little bit of shopping cart.
We're not going free
for all.
Like, don't go on the left.
Schmart, you're not going to get a lot of shopping etiquette.
No.
Like, you know, but it's kind of like cage fighting.
it's Wild Wild West. Yeah. It's like, I want eggs and you want
but
eggs.
You know, listen, you
throat punch.
You changed my life with the whole Walmart pickup.
I
mean, I don't know why.
Walmart pickup, if you are listening,
put the groceries
in my back end.
And
put them in my back end.
I'm telling you, and every little kid that loads up your car, they're so sweet.
There's
a bunch
of kids from school that do it. They're
and I'm
sweet.
Like, what? This is the best. Listen, if you have not tried Walmart pickup,
treat yourself.
Download the app, and all you hit is pickup. You pick your location. You hit pickup.
Right.
You order everything you want to order, even rotisserie chickens. You can order
hot,
and you can order them hot, or you can order them chilled. It is the best thing.
Preach.
You don't have to go inside.
I know. Don't sleep on the pickup.
Yeah, don't sleep on the pickup.
You just open your back end. They shove it right in, and you on your way. Then you go. You go on with your bad self.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about the aisles. You don't have to worry about the carts. Yep. Nobody's pushing you.
Yep.
You're
sitting in your car scrolling. Yep.
Hey, we're going to continue. Now that we got that off our chest, that was really cathartic.
Yes, it was.
I didn't expect all the spice that was coming out of me. We want to continue our series on the gift of. And this really came from you. And we haven't even talked about this. Boop. We haven't talked about this.
This is what happens when you don't have the bell.
That's right. I don't know what else to do.
It's booping my nose with the pen.
When over Thanksgiving, over last weekend, Thanksgiving weekend, I saw your stories and you were like, I woke up in a place. I woke up in a mood.
Yeah.
Because I feel like that's where this came from. Yeah, but we haven't talked about it. Yes. What was going on? You were in a bad place. You were in a bad place.
You called me and you said, I have not talked to you, but I did see you cussing on Instagram. You said Instagram bleeped you out.
Because
sometimes you just wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
Mm.
I just woke up. I was grumpy. I just didn't.
That I need to know right now. I'll ask after the mics go off. Did something happen to precipitate this, literally just?
No, I just woke up like I felt
I'm in a foul mood.
Yeah, I just felt like bitching.
Oh,
I was like mad. Yeah. I was like, I woke up and I was like, I don't like the way my house looks. I don't like the way. I was like, I don't like the way
that's
that,
not like you.
I was like, I don't like my cat. I don't like. Yeah, I was like, rah. I was so grumpy. I felt so grumpy.
Do you think it's the hormones? Do you think it's the hormones? Do I need to talk to doctors about
the hormones?
It could
be the hormones. But, you know, I think I actually have been thinking a lot about it, and we might do our bonus Patreon episode on this topic. I think sometimes what happens, it's kind of like your body keeps the score thing, where you kind of like, I feel like sometimes maybe it could have, I feel like in this particular situation, it could have had to do with the holidays.
Sure.
And like, I get introspective during the holidays.
Same.
I start thinking about my family, my family of origin, and I start like just feeling very angsty about it all.
Sure.
And I just woke up that morning and I just felt like I didn't like anything. I didn't like the way my coffee tasted.
You're like, burn it
down. I was like, rah! Yeah. And then I just had to stop. I had to just stop myself and be like, okay, what is really going on here? What's really underneath this? What's really going on? And that particular day, Daryl was going out to work at the little castle in Shreve, which is one of our renovation projects. And it has a detached garage, and we had stuff in the garage that just needed cleared out. And, you know, and he was working, and I was like, and all of a sudden it just hit me. I was like, you know, I have a husband who's healthy.
Totally.
He could have, things could have went very differently during that open heart surgery, yeah, in February. That's right. And I have a healthy husband who that's feels right. like getting up and going out. I have two strong, healthy boys and two wonderful daughter-in-laws.
Right.
And we have everything we need.
Right.
So what am I doing fussing and complaining? And, you know, and
well, here I do have a little bit of pushback.
Okay.
Because we can't live in the perfect headspace all the time.
No. And we can't, we also can't run around with this like gratitude, heep, 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 heep. You know,
or like it's the Pollyanna, yeah, like the Pollyanna syndrome.
Yes,
we don't want to live like that.
Like, we don't want to act like we're oblivious to what's happening. And right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying if you need to be sad, be sad.
Sure.
Listen, it's been the holidays, and your kids will go back to college from break, and you have permission to be sad about right. that, to cry about that.
And for some of you, your kids haven't left your ever-loving side for 5 days, if you're in my season of life. And you might be like, I'm ready to go back to work.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, you can also be angsty and mad, and you can feel your feelings.
Totally.
But I think to sit in it for too long, or just to be grumpy and complaining and fussing for no good reason
right.
You just got to get a hold of it.
Yeah. And here's what I'll say. I don't know if you ever feel like this. My poor wife who's listening to this. Sometimes it feels good to be mad. For me.
Okay.
It does. I feel like sometimes it's a little bit of a release.
Okay.
Where I'm like, I'm just mad.
Like, and you kind of want to fight somebody, or
angsty.
You just want to vent.
Yeah. Like, yeah, it's like, yeah. This is on my chest, and this is, and you know, I think we do, I don't know if this is true, and dear counselor cluster that's listening, I'm sorry, this probably might not be right, but sometimes it does feel like I'll speak for myself. I carry things that I am reframing. I'm reframing. I'm like, this is good. This is good.
Yeah,
and sometimes it's like,
I don't want to reframe.
I don't want to reframe it anymore. Like, I've been really good for a while.
I just want to be
mad. Yeah. And I want an angry vacuum, yeah, or I want to just drive fast because I'm mad. You know, those kind of things. And I think that's okay too.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not staying in that place. And I think we don't camp out there forever. But I do think there is, I don't know if it's not science. I did not do research on this. But it does feel good sometimes just to.
I think that sometimes that's why people work out. That's why run.
I should probably
That's why they run. That's why they go to CrossFit.
Not these people.
Like, but some people do get their angst and their
totally
frustration out, like in the gym. And
you know,
speaking
of debriefing, we did a debrief with friends on Zoom, and our friend Counselor Kat was like, you know, hey, for this debrief, I'm gonna be on the elliptical, just cranking it out. And she did. She was on the elliptical
most of
the time.
She had to just get.
I mean, we were lounging like Greek goddesses, but she was after it. I mean, you and Mallory especially were lounging.
Yeah, we were lounging, and Kat was not just on the elliptical. She started her food prep. Like, she was on it.
I know, and we just
that
lounged.
Evening. Yeah, and I was like lounging for sure.
Yeah.
I think the whole have an attitude of gratitude. Now, if we're going to say it like sing-songy and like,
that's kind of patronizing.
Yeah. No, I think.
Like, don't talk to me like that.
Yeah. I think.
Like, I'm an adult.
Yeah. I think that the other morning for me, I had to just get myself in a different headspace.
Sure.
Because it was one of those things like, if I keep down this route today, everything is, you know, I'm going to be selling the cat on the side of the road and I'm going to be like, you know, ripping my house apart and taking everything to Save and Serve. You know,
you don't want to waste a day.
No,
you don't want to waste a day of your life.
And I think it's important. And this goes back to Emily saying it that night when we were talking about friendship and things you can bring to friendships that are a great benefit is knowing yourself.
Totally.
Like, I think I know when there's sadness or anger that needs to be felt and needs to be sat in and felt for a while, because I know myself. I also know when I'm just being acting like a complainer and just wanting to fuss, and I need to reframe my thinking.
Sure.
You know, so knowing yourself is a key element to this too. I also think I was, when we were talking about doing this on contentment, I was thinking about, you know, when are the times that I feel my most healthy gratitude? You know, when are the times that I'm exercising that when it feels really healthy? And I will say it's when I'm also content.
Yes.
I think you cannot have gratitude without contentment, and you cannot have contentment without gratitude.
Yeah.
Because I think they both feed each other. I think when we're content, it is a byproduct of our gratitude. Mm. And I think that when we are grateful, when we're truly grateful, we're also saying, I am content with my life.
Yeah. And well, there is something you said that I wrote down Friday. I think it was Friday when you posted this. Something you said that I think is really important is gratitude is a muscle that needs to be exercised worked.
Yes.
You know, I don't think there's someone in your DMs, not to steal your thunder. Someone in your DMs said, my default is not gratitude.
Yeah.
My default is complaining, or I forget the words they used.
Pessimism.
Yeah, it's pessimism. Yeah. That's not, and I think for maybe not everybody, but I think for some people, maybe even a large number of people, gratitude isn't a default. You know, it's truthfully, dear Mallory, you're a saint. My gratitude is not my default. Gratitude takes work for me, and it takes effort.
Where it is her default.
I think, hers. Well, she's really good at reframing things for me.
Yes. Yeah. And I think,
I also think, it's a muscle that we have to work, and that is not in a way, similarly, that's not in a patronizing way of like, well, just remember, you know, there is some, listen, as silly as this might sound, there is legitimate Harvard research around gratitude journals or writing it down or keeping a list somewhere. There is actual research. That's not like a patronizing silly thing. There is legitimate research. Mm-hmm. It's one of my favorite episodes, and one of the first episodes we did 3 years ago was about gratitude journals and how it changed this whole workplace based on a Harvard study. And I love that. Also, I think gratitude begets gratitude. And what I mean by that is when you are modeling gratitude in your family, in your workplace, front of your children, it begats gratitude.
Yeah, it grows. It's contagious. Yes.
And I think sometimes as parents in particular, or maybe if you are a parent of adult children and you look around at your kids and you're like, they are very self-absorbed. They're not thankful. They're, you know, whatever that is.
Very entitled.
I think sometimes it can be a mirror on you to say, have I modeled gratitude? Have I been thankful for the little things and the big things? You know, I'll be honest with you. For me, I think I have an easy time being thankful for the big things. Even on Thanksgiving, I was talking about our family's never wanted for food. We've never wanted for shelter. Right. That kind of stuff is not hard for me to be thankful for. It is in the day-to-day muck of life when I have to do something I don't want to do, or I have to go somewhere or run an errand or deal with something that I just don't want to deal with. That's where I get hung up. It's not in the big stuff, truthfully. And I think for me, it takes a little bit of effort to reframe, you know, the chore that I have to do or the conversation I need to have with someone or just doing something I don't want to do. You know, often those are reminders of things we asked for. You know, I forget the way that it's framed on Instagram or on social media, but there's a trend that says something like, this is the life that I prayed for. You know, this.
Yes.
So like when I'm frustrated with my children, this is the life that I wanted to have children. And I know it's frustrating.
Right. Yeah.
Or, you know, those kind of things. And I think, we've talked about this before too, and the season shifts of life. You know, don't wish for the quiet house so quickly.
Right.
Don't be so frustrated with your kids that you're like, oh, I can't wait for a quiet house. You know, those kind of things. Don't be so frustrated with your husband because someday he may not be there.
Right.
You know, don't be so frustrated with your workplace because you may not have that job forever.
Right.
And how grateful you can be to have a job.
Right.
You know, those kind of things. I think those are the things that I have to work at being thankful for. It's not the big things. It's just the day-to-day inconveniences of life or frustrations that I think I struggle with.
I think for me, if I go back into my life where gratitude was so powerful and I can remember it so much as during a really hard season. Mm. So we just had a hard season back in the early 2000s, about 2006 to about 2000.
Oh, I was there.
8 or 9. And I feel like gratitude, hope and gratitude, like I felt like the two of those things just kind of kept me going. And gratitude, the thing about gratitude is that you focus out. You focus outward.
Yes.
You are focusing outward. You're saying, I am grateful for something outward. And yes. and sometimes we are too inward. Sometimes we are focused too much on ourselves and too much on what how we feel and what we're going through and what this person did or that person did or how I feel or how I am, you know, instead of being grateful for XYZ. And whenever we can turn on gratitude, what I discovered back then is when I was grateful, even for the little things, when I would even say them out loud, like, I am so grateful for a car that has a full tank of gas.
Totally.
I am so grateful for a warm house. I am so grateful for a washer and a dryer and hot water.
Yeah.
And when I would start doing that, it would start to lift me up out of feeling just so sad, so frustrated, so mad, so angsty. Mm-hmm. Gratitude shifts. It shifts your life. So if you feel stuck, like if you're like, I don't want to be in this marriage, I don't want to be in this relationship, I don't want to be at this job, and you start exercising that muscle of gratitude, it will start to shift things.
100%.
Now, it might shift things in a different way than you're expecting, but it'll start to move and shift things because that's just how gratitude works.
Totally. I did do a little bit of research.
Okay.
So surprise.
Let's hear it.
Gratitude, something that's kind of like an undercurrent of expressing gratitude. When you are looking at the life that you have, it actually, research has shown that it grows your empathy for other people and seeing life through someone
what
else's
gratitude does.
Gratitude does. Not that you do this necessarily. I think as adults, we can do it subconsciously or maybe consciously. I think kids have a harder time with this. But when we're thankful for the things that we have, like hot water, like shelter, like food, all of those types of things, I think we go, oh, there are people that don't have this. Oh, there are people that don't have a home.
A car.
That is, there are people that don't have a car. There are people that struggle to put gas in a gas tank. And I think when we practice gratitude, I truly think it builds our empathy and our awareness of the people around us in a way that we don't find in another way. I think
because also none of it's guaranteed.
Oh,
none of it's guaranteed.
That's right.
You know, I mean, we learned that with COVID.
Mm.
Who would have thought we were walking around with masks on, keeping 6 feet from each other and not going to functions? And, you know, nobody would have guessed that was going to happen.
Right.
To us in this country.
Right.
And then there we were. And I feel like when we experience something that's really hard like that, really quickly, we become grateful for a birthday party.
Absolutely.
We become so grateful for going to church. We become so grateful for going to a concert or a football game.
Right.
You know, when I believe we probably in this country experienced a level of gratitude that we hadn't for a while
after
that whole season.
Sure.
Because, you know, once people started getting back together, people were hugging each other and just so grateful.
I know. And I think those big life events have moments that ground us in gratitude.
Yeah.
You know, those big life events like Daryl going through his heart thing. You know, we were actually talking this week on December 4th, on Thursday, the day after this airs, is the 8-year anniversary of Fitz's surgery.
That's,
and, you know,
wild.
To have a healthy child when you've gone through something like that, I think those things do center you and ground you.
Yes.
And they go, man, this is how I think of it anyway, is if I can go through that, I can do a lot of other things too. And
you're so strong.
I think even being grateful for those experiences, because for me, they've just given me perspective and they just ground me a little bit in a really different way. Here's the other thing that I want to say. And the last thing. is gratitude needs to be modeled, especially if you have children in your home,
for sure.
Or even if you're leading adult children, you know, as your adult, we'll go to adult children first, because I think my default is little kids. Adult children, as your adult, you know, you're in a season where your kids are getting married and they're setting up homes, yes, and they have, yes, jobs and those kind of things. You have an opportunity as a parent, even as of adult children, to say, wow, you got to purchase a home. Mm-hmm. And is it, you know, right. And I'm truly not speaking for you. This is not like passive aggressive, but I think it's easy, you know,
well, I would certainly hope not.
I don't do that.
No,
so,
you don't.
You know, I think as parents that, you know, you are the tone and the language that you use with your kids matters. When they get a job that maybe you're like, oh, is that going to be, you know, is that okay? Or the house that they purchase or choose, or the area of town they go to, or the way that they're raising their, all of those things, you have choices,
yeah,
in everything.
Yeah.
And I think if you choose the gratitude, the encouragement route, yes, you are going to help them be more grateful.
Yes.
I think it's similar with little kids. You know, the easiest thing, did you see the viral? I don't think you watched. Do you watch the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade?
No, I do not.
This went viral. And it was so cute. I don't want to brag, but we watched it live. And Al Roker pulled this girl from the audience, and it was right after the Rockettes performed. And he was like, you were chosen today to get a golden ticket to go see the Rockettes. And just as plain as day, the little girl went, oh, we saw them yesterday. And everyone started laughing. But, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that. That was the honesty of the child.
Yeah.
And she just went viral because it was like, kids say the darndest thing. You know, she hasn't learned, and it's not a bad,
yeah,
I'm truly not saying
say
it's a bad
like,
thing.
Oh my gosh, that's
thank
so
you
awesome.
So much.
Thank you.
But we do have opportunities with our kids in those, mm-hmm, moments. And mm-hmm, she was not,
yes,
ungrateful by any,
no,
means. If you watch the clip, she
was
cute,
precious,
as a peach,
yes,
and she was precious and honest. But, you know, in those moments, even with our kids, where we're opening gifts this holiday season,
yes,
where we're spending time with family, where we're eating foods that maybe are unusual to them, we have an opportunity to lay the groundwork for,
yes,
gratitude.
For sure.
We have an opportunity, you know, we even had opportunities when my sister was in town and my kids had a different plan for what we wanted to do than the parents wanted to do. And we were like, hey, but we're grateful for the time that we are with them.
Yes,
and we're
exactly,
grateful for,
right,
what we are doing.
Yes, exactly.
And so I think we have opportunities as parents to reframe that for our kids,
yes,
to help them see the world through a more grateful lens.
Yes.
And I think that's a huge responsibility, but I think it starts when they're young and even into adulthoods to,
yes,
say, you know, listen, even let's even go down the path of in-laws, you know, around the holidays, in-laws are a hard thing to navigate. Which side of the family are you going to on this day?
Mm-hmm.
Who are you going to spend this,
mm-hmm,
holiday with versus,
mm-hmm,
the holiday? And you know, I have, even with my own family, my sister lives out of state, so she lives in South Carolina. And are there moments where I wish they were around more? 100%. And she knows that. We've had this conversation. But what I always say to her is, why am I going to cry again? What I always say to my sister is, but I am so thankful,
yeah,
that you live in a place where you have wonderful in-laws,
yes,
that love you and spend time with you and invest in your kids.
And you do get time together.
Yes. And we do.
Yeah.
We do. But I think reframing those things really
for
helps,
sure,
relationship and helps build that muscle of gratitude in our brain, because I truly am thankful that she has in-laws that love her and invest in her and care for,
right,
her family.
Right. Our oldest son, Teddy, and MG went to Alabama over Thanksgiving. They were there, you know, the whole holiday. And I texted her mom and Pauline, who you met at the live,
yeah,
event, we were talking about this, that to always remember that there, that when your kids are going to in-laws' houses,
mm-hmm,
those in-laws are so happy to see them coming.
Totally.
They're so excited,
totally,
to see them coming.
Totally.
And what a privilege it is, and how grateful I am that our son and his future wife are in a setting that they are so loved.
100%.
And everyone around them loves that they're there. Would I love for them to be with me? Oh, for sure. But am
you
can't
I so? Deny that.
But am I so grateful that they're in a space that I know that they're eating good food and,
mm-hmm,
laughing and being loved on? Absolutely.
Totally.
Listen, guilt and shame guilt and shaming your kids to spend more time with you over the holidays. Mm. Never won over nobody.
Has no place here.
And really, I think to cheer your kids on, totally, to build healthy relationships and to say, listen, we would love time with you. So whenever we can work that out or whenever we can get it on the mm-hmm. schedule, you know, because I refuse to operate in a I'm going to guilt you.
Totally.
Scenario.
Totally.
So, yeah. So gratitude is powerful. It's a powerful thing.
100%.
Matt.
And you know what we need to talk about?
Food.
Listen, let's talk about food. Here's what we need to say. We haven't talked about this. This last weekend was our live event. Well, 2 weekends ago now.
Yeah.
Our last episode was the podcast that we recorded with a live audience at the Nest
Incredible
here in Worcester.
Charcuterie board. Incredible.
And part of our weekend was showcasing Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. And Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, if you're new to the podcast or you've been around forever, you know they've been really good friends to us.
And Walnut Creek Foods, the brand.
Yes. Walnut Creek Foods is the parent brand of their retail store, mm-hmm, Walnut Creek mm-hmm, Cheese and Market. Mm-hmm, and for our mm-hmm, weekend together, mm-hmm. they did so much for us.
So much.
They provided charcuterie boards so people got to try Uncle Mike's beef jerky.
And
lemon abalone.
Listen, our friend Joy.
Sweet lemon abalone.
Our friend Joy told me that I'm not to say Lebanon bologna. It's Lebanon.
Oh.
It's Lebanon bologna. No.
Sweet Lebanon. Yes. Oh, sweet abalone. And so people got to try their smoked cheeses
and the maple cinnamon rolls.
That was literally the icing on the cake. Was everyone got to take home a big fat cinnamon roll with maple? Yes. Because you know what we say around here:
bring maple or don't come at all.
And on top of all of that, somebody won an $800 mm-hmm. mixer,
Ankerstrom,
and it is a beautiful mixer.
It's beautiful,
and it. It was just such a good weekend.
And the sweetest listener, Heather. Shout out Heather.
Heather and her husband came from
Richard.
Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Yes, they
the
did.
Other Amish country.
And listen, they told us afterwards, this is sweet. And I don't think that they would mind that I shared it. That they have been using the same mixer that they got off their registry 10 years ago. The same $30 handheld mixer. And she's a baker. So this is going to be a game changer for them. They were so thankful and happy. So we just want to say to Walnut Creek Foods and Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, we do not take one thing for granted that you do for us. We are so thankful. And if you come to Ohio's Amish country, you cannot miss going there. Now, there are two locations. There is the Big Papa, which is...
I like it when you call me that.
Which is in Walnut Creek.
You know I do.
I don't call you Big Papa. Listen,
it's
Walnut
a song.
Creek.
Roll with it.
Oh, Walnut Creek Cheese and Market is in Walnut Creek. It's their flagship location. And then there's a second location in Berlin. Now, some of you have come to Ohio's Amish country and went to the Berlin location thinking that it is the location that we typically talk about. It's a wonderful spot, mm-hmm. and you can get wonderful things there for sure at that second location. But the main large Big Papa location is in Walnut Creek.
Big Papa.
And it's Walnut Creek Cheese and Market right there at the foot of the village of Walnut Creek.
That's right. Hey, well, thank you so much for joining us in this conversation about the art of gratitude. Our hope is that this holiday season, gratitude becomes a habit and a practice because it's important. It changes our brain and it helps us see the world a little differently. Yes. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these
are good days. This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.